Dr. LADLL IOTT to Canadian letter, Dr. Serafino regarding patient Suzanne, S-U-S-A-N-N-E, last name Maddox, M-A-T-T-O-C-K-S. Date of birth is 11/9/1943. Dear Dr. Serafino, had the pleasure of seeing your patient Suzanne Maddox in the office on 1/23/2013. As you recall, this is a 69-year-old Caucasian female, and this is Seymour, myself in the office on 12/28/1999. Period, patient noted documents coronary arteries, east ethmoidal postmedical fraction, subsequent coronary bypass surgery. Period, she subsequently went a stress occurred, no be negative for disposable ischemia. Period, she was hospitalized at Sierra Vista Health Center on 4/25/2005 with abdominal pain. Period, ECG noted to be abnormal. She underwent adenosine myoview on 5/4/2005, noted to be negative for disposable ischemia. Period. She's been sitting well case follow-up with last follow-up in the office on 12/11/2012. Period, last function study was Alexa myoview on 5/2/2012, noted to be negative for disposable ischemia. Period. She had subsequently presented to Sierra Vista Health Center, progressed to shortened breath, noted with evidence of congestive heart failure as well as a non-necessary ischemical fraction. Period, she transferred to St. Mary's Hospital, underwent corneal angiography, showing patent vein grafts with distal disease, non-amenable intervention, decision made to treat the patient medically, period. She's also known with new line of atrial fibrillation at that time, was placed on Pradaxa, period. She presents safe for follow-up, period. She is doing well, period. She has any chest discomfort per se, shortness breath at rest, nausea, vomiting, diaphoresis, neck, jaw, arm pain. Period, she doesn't make palpitations, gravity, fluttering, and occurs on an occasional basis, period, no syncope, near syncope, orthotinal P&D, or exertional dyspnea, or increased exertional dyspnea, period. Paragraph on physical exam, vitals as follows, heart rate of 87, respiratory to 16, blood pressure 140/72, weight is 229 pounds, height is 5'4", period. HENT is unremarkable. There's no JVD or carburetors noted, period. Heart is irregular, IRR, EGLAR, rate and rhythm with 2/6 systolic murmur, period. No S3S4 noted, period. PMI is not displaced. Lungs are clear, abdomen soft, non-tender, positive bowel sounds, period. Extremely warm and dry, without cyanosis, pallidum, period. Pulse were intact, times 4 extremities, period. Paragraph. And pressure 1 coronary arteries, east ethmoidal coronary bypass surgery, subsequent non-necessary ischemic fraction is noted. Number 2, congestive heart failure that's clinically stable at present time. Next number, atrial fibrillation. Next number, mild tricuspid regurgitation and pulmonic insufficiency. Next number, trivial mitral regurgitation, extra mild pulmonary hypertension, next number hypertension, next number hyperlipidemia. Pre-paragraph recommendation 1, patient continue comorbid improvement medication. Patient number 2, have discussed options in reference to atrial fibrillation, including medical therapy versus cardioversion, period. After discussion, decision made to maintain medical therapy. Next number, patient have a lipid profile check. Next number, patient otherwise follow up in 3 months or prior as needed. Pre-paragraph, thank you much for allowing me to personally care of this patient. Question concerns, please know that to contact me. Signed this sincerely, Dr. William G. Elliott, Comedio.